There is, though, one big story that's been dominating the headlines up and down the country today. Paul Gascoigne back in management and in non-league, or is he? Yes, the former England midfielder is apparently about to rock up at Northern Counties League side Garforth Town. Let's speak to a man who played under Gazza previously during his 39 days as Kettering boss. 39 days, well remembered. Brett Solcorn. Evening, Brett.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. More importantly, how are you? 39 days under Paul Gascoigne as your manager. How was it?
Very strange and surreal. It was very short-lived, but as you can imagine, excellent, you know, everything that goes with it, you know, it was very surreal and one that will live in the memory for all my life, I can tell you that.
We're obviously not sure if it's finally confirmed yet. We've tried to get hold of Simon Clifford, who's the owner at Garforth today, and he's been very, very busy. But if he does come to Garforth, you said it, you know, surreal, brilliant. What can he offer to that team as a player when you look to him and see that he's your manager?
Well, certainly expectations will be higher, obviously, just through being Gascoigne. You know, the PR that comes with it, there'll be cameras turning up. But as I said before, the guy is a lovely guy. He loves playing football. And he's a passionate man, and he'll try and get the best out of the players, and he'll do the best for the players that he can.
We know, obviously, that Imran Ladak had some strong opinions on why he let him go after just 39 days. But do you think he's got what it takes to be a manager, outside of whatever we see of him publicly?
Yeah, well, I hope he gets, first of all, over his, obviously, it's well documented that he's got had some problems. I hope, first and foremost, he's got over them and, like I say, hopefully get back into football now, that he can, concentrate on something, and obviously his love of the game, you know, will help him get through. But, I'm sure it'll be great for the town of Garforth if he does, you know, go to the team.
Dave Waters.
Hi, Brett. People want to know, what was Gazza like in the dressing room then, and you know, like his team talks? Can you give us a flavour of what that was like? Because he's had a lot of bad press, hasn't he, about his time there?
He has. He's very passionate. Always got us motivated. There were a couple of tears in the dressing room beforehand.
Tears.
You know. Oh, yeah. He's a very passionate man. And he always wants to win. And it come across, and like I say, obviously everyone's seen the tears of Gazza in the World Cup and know how passionate he is. And he does take it really personally. He wants to, whoever he manages or whatever team he's associated with, he wants them to do well. Sometimes it was, I guess, in the word surreal to see, you know, an old hero of mine, you know, standing in front of us, you know, seeing how passionate he can get still, when he was at Kettering. So I'm sure that's what Garforth will get from the man as well.
Okay, but with all that's happened to Paul since, and we've all seen him on the news for all the wrong reasons, do you think he will still be able to get the respect of the players at Garforth, or if indeed he was at another club?
I hope so for his sake. Garforth do not want another circus like it was at Kettering. I really do hope that, you know, the club can get the best out of Paul Gascoigne, and Paul Gascoigne can get the best out of that club. Like I say, hopefully he might have an assistant manager there. At the time at Kettering, he had Paul Davis that took most of the coaching. But hopefully he'll bring someone experienced in, you know, that can help him and put an arm around him, because, like I say, we've seen how fragile he can be, and hopefully, you know, he needs people around him, and for him to get the best out of the team, and he needs a lot of help as well. So I've not seen him, it's been a few years now since obviously he managed Kettering, and I don't think he's got back into the game since. But we'll have to wait and see. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement around Garforth, and I'm sure, you know, there'll be a few stories to come out in the next few weeks.
Dave Anderson, he needs a good assistant manager.
No, listen, he knows what he's doing. My question to Brad is, you know, you talk about your time with Paul Gascoigne at Kettering. Mareel Mason's back there.
Yep.
If you had a choice of one of the other, who would you have?
Oh. Good question.
Well,
that is, yeah.
I'll tell you, they're both good characters, I'll tell you, to have around the dressing room. Obviously, Morell's come back in again, and he took over the team on last Tuesday against Cambridge, but really got hold of the team for Saturday. And like I say, we produced a good performance. I've just been hearing from the playback when you spoke to him during the weekend. No, he's a very motivated man. Obviously, not been about as much as Gascoigne. But at the moment, obviously, Morell's managed for a longer period of time. Obviously, he's not got the experience that Paul Gascoigne has. But they both bring different aspects of management. Obviously, Morell, he's been in the game a lot longer. So at the moment, I'd say, obviously, Morell Mason. And obviously, being our gaffer...
Of course you would. To be fair, I've set you up big time. I mean, my point is, you know, and we don't expect, you know, there's no way you can really comment on it because Muriel's in the dressing room and he's your manager. But it's a strange
standing behind him.
Yeah, it's a strange one for us in the fact that the way he left the last time and his track record for me before and since... And he's back in the job again. I find all that really strange and hard to believe. But they say sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. But that's only Dave Anderson's opinion, you know. But no, we only stitched you up, and I'm sorry, mate.
Like you say, I think what people have got to be careful of, he's not using Paul Gascoigne just for the name and, you know, just to get the publicity.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case. And I hope, obviously, Paul and Garfield have come together for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's not going to do Paul Gascoigne any favours, you know what I mean? If he's coming back, if he's going back into the game, you know, and he's lying, you know, he's not got the right people around him. So I hope for, you know, Paul Gascoigne's sake, he's gone in for the right reasons, so has Garforth Town.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Paul's gone in for the right reasons myself, but I'm going to get in trouble now with Garforth, but I do fear slightly because the club have got a record of bringing in big names.
Remember, well, the chairman has.
Yeah, the chairman has. You know, to bring publicity, and there's nothing wrong with that, and they'll probably put 300 or 400 on their gate with Gazza there. But yeah, like as you're saying, I hope they look after him.
Well, that's the big thing. The big thing is, look, we all, you know, everybody says publicity, you know, you never have bad publicity. But, you know, for me, he's done a couple of stunts at the place that have been good, Socrates amongst others. But, you know, we've all a genuine love of Paul Gascoigne, and we've a genuine fear of how he is. And I absolutely agree that, you know, that should come first in this situation, not publicity.
I think as well that he needs a break as well. He's had so much bad luck over the last few years. I see an interview of him the other day talking about getting in the community with the kids. He needs football. That's what he needs.
He's
got so much bad press.
He's genuinely a lovely person.
He is.
Maybe he's the guy that should go and work with someone as an assistant.
I can't see him as a manager. I was going to ask Brett what he's like coaching. Does he do the coaching himself at Kettering? Because I can't see him actually.
He could do the demos though.
Well, to be honest, at the time it was a bit strange. We obviously had Paul Davies to come in, obviously experienced player at Arsenal, and you know, well up with the FA. But Paul Gascoigne actually had a neck operation because he had gone in for I think it was something like Strictly Come Dancing, and he had a fall in that, and like I say, he couldn't do nothing on the pitch. So he was very much behind the scenes and let Paul Davies take sessions, and Paul Gascoigne just really took team talks. So we didn't see anything of him on the actual pitch. So which was a shame, you know what I mean? Because two of the lads would have loved to see if he still had
absolutely
it. And that.
Yeah.
But no, it was a shame really that obviously 39 days it weren't long enough for him to recover. it was a shame really.
Brett, thanks for coming on the show tonight. All the best of luck with Kettering. You've got Altrincham at home tomorrow. I guess you couldn't have wished for a better fixture, could you? Or Morell at least couldn't have.
Well, yes, I think Morell would love it. And obviously we need the points, so it's not going to be easy. But we've got to go out there, obviously, full of confidence from Saturday and hopefully get the 3 points.
Brett, thanks for coming on. Good luck tomorrow night. Brett Sulkin down at Kettering, who was managed by Paul Gascoigne in his spell there, 39 days. Mark, you were talking there about, you know, someone's got to give him a chance and have faith in him. And Dave mentioned perhaps he should have gone in as a number two. How do you make that decision to, you know, go to a league club and work your way up, perhaps with the youth sides, going and working in the academy, than rather going to non-league and saying, actually, no, I want to cut myself down in non-league and become a manager in my own right?
I'm surprised, actually, at Newcastle. It's a club close to his heart haven't offered him anything, because I know they do use old players like Peter Beardsley's there, and I can't believe that they haven't done anything for him. And everyone knows how much he loves his football, so he's obviously itching to get back into it in some way or another. So if the opportunity is going to come, you're going to take the job, you know, no matter what level it's at.
And Dave, you can hear from Brett there just saying how emotional he was and how in awe he was as a player of Paul Gascoigne, and that's worth a million team talks, isn't it, just seeing him there?
Yeah, I think that gets you through your first couple of months, but after that you've then got to have what it needs to be a manager. But you know, the players are funny people, you know, dressing rooms are funny places to walk into cold, and Beardy's found that out now, that you walk in and they'll give you the first couple for nothing, but after that you've got to start proving. But if you walk in as Paul Gascoigne, you know, what, you could read the alphabet and you're all right, you know.